Okay, Danu, now let's talk about what you have in Sri Lanka for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Sure, Viduri. So in Sri Lanka, I will talk about my breakfast first.
Okay, breakfast.
So in Sri Lanka, there are different kinds of breakfast menus for Sri Lankans. For example, we eat so much grains,
Okay.
nuts, and we eat rice as well. But for rice, the special thing in Sri Lanka is we cook milk rice.
Milk
Do you
rice.
know how do we cook milk rice?
No, but sounds interesting.
Yes, we put coconut oil and coconut milk in the cooked rice, and we make it milk rice. So, and we eat that milk rice with a special paste of chilies
Wow.
and dried fish. It's really delicious and really healthy. And apart from that, we have fruits and salads as well. For example, Sri Lanka is a tropical country, and we have many kinds of different fruits all around the year. So, for example, oranges, star fruits, mangosteen, bananas are the most popular fruits for breakfast menu.
Oh, interesting. So that chili paste, it means it's spicy? That milk rice would be spicy?
Yes, because of the coconut milk, it's a bit sweet, but at the same time, because of the chili paste, it's hot. So you can
Wow.
adjust your spiciness as you wish.
Oh, so you eat spicy food in the morning. Then what about lunch?
Oh, for the lunch, it's usually everybody eats rice and curry. But in Sri Lanka, rice and curry doesn't mean just rice and one dish of curry. We usually make 3 to 4 dishes. And it might be fish curry, some vegetables, and another vegetable salad. For example, the other vegetable curry might be cabbage, while the salad might be some homegrown leaves. Very healthy food.
Wow, another healthy food. So you have salad for both breakfast and lunch.
Yes, it depends. You can some people have both for breakfast and lunch, but usually it's for lunch, we have a salad of leaves.
Is that what you always have at your school and home?
Usually, my mom makes my food for me to take to school. So
Oh.
my parents, they don't like they don't want me to eat from outside because it's healthier to eat home. So my
Oh.
mom makes sure that I take proper food to school. So basically, yes, I eat my homemade food.
Also, she makes sure you eat your salad, right?
Yes, she makes sure I eat my salad.
Nice. Then what about dinner?
For dinner, it's a very simple dish. In Sri Lanka, in our culture, we say that you should eat like a king for breakfast, eat
Wow.
like a prince for the lunch, and eat like a beggar for the dinner. That's because of the healthy lifestyle we follow. So for dinner, it might be simple dish like bread and some gravy, or another dish called pittu.
Pitu,
Yes,
what is that?
pittu is made with grounded coconuts and flour. You
Okay.
mix it and you boil it, you steam it, steam boil it.
Okay.
So it becomes a very simple food, and you put some coconut milk on it and you eat it.
Is it sweet?
You can make it sweet and you can make it hot depending on what ingredients do you use. So in Sri Lanka we use lots of different spices. So depending on what spices you use, you can change the flavor as well.
Wow, interesting. It seems like you have a lot of spices in Sri Lanka. And then what about snack time? Do you have snack time?
Yes, definitely we have a snack time in the evening. For example, from 4 to 6 p.m., we usually have tea,
Tea.
milk tea,
Ah.
with some cookies.
Oh,
That's like
nice.
family tea time. So we
Okay.
sit together, we have some cookies, maybe some bananas, and we drink milk tea.
Oh,
Have you
okay.
tried Sri Lanka's tea?
I think I remember a name. What is it again? Ceylon tea?
Yes, it is
Oh,
Ceylon
Ceylon tea.
tea. Ceylon
Oh,
tea.
Ceylon tea.
Yes.
Oh, so you mix the milk with that Ceylon tea.
That's right. We mix the milk with Ceylon tea.
Interesting. I want to try it.
You should try it. It's very delicious.
Okay, thank you, Danu.
Thank you, Viduri.